And welcome back to Glacier Bear Basketball. Glacier Bears with the basketball and the lead. Second quarter action just getting started. 7-5 is the score. Glacier Bears, Swinton with the basketball. Dan Al, she'll pick it up. Goes right hand side on the dribble. Looks like the Chiefs staying in there. Long three-pointer by Bradford up and in. So actually they call it a two. She was standing on the line. I'm kind of looking at the back over there, so I was hoping for a three. Anyway, it's a 2-4-point lead by the Glacier Bears now. They come to Hayward. Back inside, Zano rips it right out of her hands and takes the dribble down the left-hand side. She wants stops, moves around, can't get the shot off back to Swinton. It's on its way, a little bit short, rebound, comes back down the hands of Jane, and she's quick on the dribble as she comes back. She'll stop, goes to Hayward, gets it back out to the top to Milne. She's going to set the offense now for the Mischiefs. Goes left time to Yellow Nini, all the way over to Jane. She goes back inside, wanted to go there. Krager put a little bit of pressure on. Comes back out to the top. Yelanimi gets it across. Not able to hang on to it was Johnson, but there was a whistle in the background. Let's see where it's going to come from. 1-0 pushing. That's Johnson for the Mischiefs, so that's her first personal foul. Second team foul. Substitution. Looks like Stegan will come off the bench for the Glacier Bears. Zanow is going to take a quick seat. Glacier Bears with the basketball. No pressure being applied by the Mischiefs now. They tried it early on in the ball game and made it work a couple times and got burned a couple times, so they dropped back off of it. Back out to Bradford. Left-handed dribble as she comes around the left side. Looks inside for Swinton. Free throw line alley-oops inside to Larson. She missed out, but Krager comes down with it and up and in. So that weak side rebound pays off again. Fouls on 1-5. And that's Hayward. That's her first personal foul. She had herself into foul trouble early last night, but she's staying out of it here tonight so far. Glacier Bears lead by 6. Off to the right-hand side. No, doesn't go. Almost had it to go, but couldn't quite get it there. So that's the first opportunity from the free throw line for the Glacier Bears. They lead by 6. Over to the right-hand side of Yelanimi. Three-pointer on the way. Nope, doesn't come down. Rebound comes down in the hands of Larson, and she rips it out of there, gets it back into Swenton's hands. Someone off the bench will be Coward at the next opportunity. There's Swinton looking inside, takes the dribble, goes to the baseline to Stegan, goes through her hands. The ball ends up in the hands of number 33. That was Studstill who checked into the ball game at that last opportunity for the Mischiefs. Goes left-hand side to Yelanimi, back out to the top to Milne, over to Janes. Glacier Bears just tripping them back and forth. They've gone back to their 2-3 zone. And there's Studswell. Puts up the shot. Rebound comes back down. Swinton comes away with it. She's on the left-hand dribble down the left-hand side. She wants to go to the hoop. They're going to keep her out, but they're going to call the foul. Foul's on 2-4. Milne, that'll be her second personal foul. Substitution, Johnson comes off the bench for the Mischiefs, and Milne's going to have to take the seat with that second personal foul. 5:58 to go here in the second quarter. Glacier Bears lead 11-5. Looking for Coward. Oh, she was open for a second. Now they come back out to the top to Bradford. Gives up her dribble. Over to Swinton. Looks inside. Takes a couple dribbles. Now she'll go back to Bradford. And it's going to be a 3-second call. Not sure which gal was in there for the Glacier Bears, but there were two of them standing there. Official was right there. Probably gave them a little more than 3 seconds, but whatever. The ball goes over to the Mischiefs. James will run the offense now. Comes out to the top. Alley-oop across. Goes to Thetzel. That's checked by Swinton, but it ends up in the hands of Hayward. Hayward will take the dribble, and she'll bring it back out. Over to James. Back out to Studstill, turns, doesn't even look at the hoop, back to James down the center lane, stops, can't do anything, back to Studstill, shots on its way in and out, no rebound down to Coward. She gets it out, the outlet, long outlet pass to Bradford, who's all alone, goes hard to the hoop, going to be partially checked, and Studstill comes up with it. It was on the left-hand side, not her strong side probably, but Mischiefs end up with the basketball, and they'll bring it down. They're still down by 6, 5 minutes to go here in this second quarter of play, 11-5. Mischiefs, alley-oop inside to Johnson. Turn around, look, goes to Studstill, back out to Janes on the dribble. She's being guarded by Swinton, can't find anybody. Now there's going to be a travel on it. Forces the travel. Zanow checks into the ballgame for the Glacier Bears. Mischiefs having a little bit of trouble getting into their offense tonight. Glacier Bears putting a little more intensity on their pressure side of things, and I think that's changed it up a bit. Bradford out at the top. Goes to Stegen, reverse the cross, goes to left-hand side. She picks it up, double dribbles right away. She knew it, so she just handed the ball to the official. I think she probably even knew it before the whistle was blowing. Johnson brings the ball across for the Mischiefs. Goes left-hand side to James. Can't find any movement across. Alley-oop inside. And fought for Hernandez. And now comes away with it for the Glacier Bears as he anticipated on that left-handed dribble back to Bradford. And now Bradford's going to call for the travel. Brittany came down. Zanow just give it back to her. She was about 12, 14 feet from the basket and tried to put up the shot but wasn't able to get it to go because she took a couple extra steps. 11-5, 6-point lead by the Glacier Bears. Left-hand side to Jane. Back out to Johnson. Spud still across to James, popping out, playing good defense. The Glacier Bears are tonight. Left-hand side back to James. Looks inside for Yelanimi. Not there. Looks for Johnson breaking across. Not there. So James will bring it out to the top. 4 minutes to go here in this first half of play. Looking, still can't find anybody. Back to Yelanimi. 11-5 is the score. Glacier Bears with the lead, but the Chiefs have the basketball. Yelling drives hard to the side, comes back out to Studstill, back to James. Two-pointer on the way off the front of the iron, no. Rebound down to Johnson. She puts it up too hard off the glass. Back down, up and in as Hayward, as she got that board and went right back up hard and was able to draw the foul. And the foul's on number 31. That'll be Krager. That'll be her first personal foul. Substitution coming off the bench. Back into the ballgame is Guthrie Buxton. Hayward at the free throw line. 3 points so far tonight. 4 for 9 from the free throw line. 1 for 2 tonight. Could be a 3-point play for her. This one's up, and it is good. So she picks up another point from the free throw line. That's 4. Swinton back into the ballgame. Didn't think she was going to sit for long. And Stegen will come out. Going to be a bit of full court pressure being applied by the Mischiefs right now. We'll see here if they can handle it. Looking, gets the ball back in to Krager, gets in the hands of Swinton, who's the ball handler for the Glacier Bears right now. Stops, alley-oops across, goes in, all the way down, all alone as Zanow puts it up and in. So it just took a little while for that to develop, but Zanow gets her first 2 points, extends that lead back again to 5, 13-8, 3:24 to go here in this first half of play. Left-hand side to James, back out to Guthrie Buxton, nothing going, however. And they'll just keep reversing around. Glacier Bears in that 2-3 and almost tapped away by Zanow, but able to come back up and get the ball as Guthrie Buxton, and she'll set the offense again. Some movement, drives inside, wants to go left-hand side to James. Yelanimi at that baseline, deep left-hand corner, but she's going to have to bring the ball back out. Out to the top, alley-oop inside to Johnson. She puts it up, and good! So Johnson picks up 2 right from the free baseline. Now there's a whistle on the play here. Let's see what it's going to be. Foul's on 2-1. Yelanimi, that is her first personal foul. Fifth team foul. 16 fouls on the Glacier Bears. 5 on the Mischiefs. They get the ball through the pressure. Stops, kicks the ball back inside to Cowart. Over to Swinton. Stops, long three-pointer on the way. Goes up, rebound fought for. Rebound comes down and finally controlled over the Mischiefs. As they tap that one around a bit, but the Mischiefs finally come up with it. 3-point lead by the Glacier Bears right now. Out to the top. Hayward goes right down the center, stops, puts up the shot up and in. Nobody stopped her. She went right down through the middle. Swinton didn't just over here and get her, and Coach Britton have hopped off the bench, and he wants a 30-second timeout. Yeah, so she just drove right down the center. Basically, kind of what happened is that 2-3 zone defense was set up. But what happened is they got shifted over to the right-hand side, and Hayward just kind of recognized it, and so she dribbled between the two gals at the top of the at the top of the zone, drove between those two, and there wasn't anybody else there, and she went right up and used a little right-handed hook and laid it up and in. So it's now just a 1-point lead by the Glacier Bears, and that's why Coach had to take that quick 30-second timeout because he wants to talk about what's happening here with the zone because they are going now to with the two gals at the top right at the free throw line. Pressure, all right, being applied by the Mischiefs. Glacier Bears been able to handle it tonight, however, a little better, and actually got a couple easy buckets out of it. Over to Swinton. She hasn't given up her dribble yet. She's on the drive. Looking, alley-oops inside to Krager all the way down. And it's going to be stepped and stolen. Now there's going to be a whistle on it. There's a pass, long pass down. Back number four. That'll be Bradford. That'll be her second. They tried that long pass, and it was pretty slow developing. And then Bradford came across, and just as Johnson was picking it up, she banged into her pretty hard. And, of course, the official called that one, or not Bradford, but Hayward, though. Hayward has 6 points, 2 for 3 from the free throw line. Can tie it up here with 2 minutes, 4 seconds to go here in this first half of play. Misses the first shot, however, on the one-and-one opportunity, and Swenton will bring it down. Nobody stopped her yet. She's still going now. She's going to be whistled by James, as James just didn't shovel in front of her. So Swenton, foul is on James. That'll be her first personal foul. And that's only the 16th foul, so we'll be shooting a 1-1 on the next chance here. All right, Glacier Bears have the ball on the left-hand side. And now looking. Now she goes, all alone was Coward, and she puts it up and wasn't able to get it to go, got her own board back. And then as she did, she is going to be fouled by foul number 2-1. That's Yolanimi. That's her second personal foul. Boy, she had an opportunity there, Destiny did, just wasn't able to get it to go. She has not been to the free throw, and she was 4 for 4 last night, has 2 points so far. All right, both teams are now in the 1-1. Looks like Larson will check into the ball game on the next opportunity here. As she comes over here to score, I'm sitting right by the scorer's bench, so I can see the gals coming. This one's on its way off to the right-hand side. She misses that one. Ball ends up in the hands of number 10. That's Johnson for the mischief. And she'll bring it down at the 147 mark to go here in this first half of play. Goes back inside, shots on its way, bounces around, up and in as they go inside to Johnson. Kind of what I talked about. She split those two gals at the top of the zone. Bradford quickly all the way down the right-hand side. Now there's going to be a whistle on it. Not quite sure why she was doing that. Johnson, she had her beat. And it is going to be, and that'll be her second personal foul. So some of the mischiefs are getting themselves into foul trouble. 1-1 opportunity for Bradford. She has those 2 points in the ball game so far. Glacier Bears lead 13-14. 1:34 to go, first half play. Bradford shots on its way off the back of the iron a little bit too hard. Ball comes back down. Who comes up with it? Looks like mischiefs do. That was Johnson. Now she'll get it back into the hands of Hayward. Hayward will come down slowly to set the offense. She goes down the side, kicks the ball back out to James. All the way over to Guthrie Buxton. Now she's going to be called for the travel on it, as she wanted to go to the right-hand side, and it's going to be Glacier Air basketball. So they got a chance to extend the lead here with 1:17 to go here in this first half of play. Larson back to Swenton, slowly across the half-court line. James comes out to put a little pressure on. Swenton comes out, gets it back to Zanow, reverse it all the way around the right-hand side. Back to Swenton, partially tapped away, however. And Bradford comes away with it for the Glacier Bears. And now we got another call again. It's like Larson is standing in the key down there. They get down on the block, I think, and they kind of forget where they're at here, and they get a foot in there, and the official's standing right there, and that's about the fourth or fifth time they called that now. So I'm sure Coach will talk about it at halftime. 55 seconds to go, first half. Left-hand side, Yelanimi back out to Guthrie Buxton, almost back in the way, however, and goes back into Johnson, and she just turns around there and scores it again, and that's the first lead, 16-13 right now for the mischiefs. Comes back down inside to Cowart. She is immediately tied up here, and it's going to be mischiefs basketball with 32.6 seconds. They tried a little bounce pass inside. Cowart got herself down on the block and got set. But as soon as she turned around, they just latched right onto that basketball. And alternating possession jump goes to the mischiefs. Left-hand side to Yelanimi, 23 seconds to go. They come back out to James. Oh, Bradford could have stepped in that time and made the steal. So could Larson, but wasn't able to get it, however. 15 seconds to go here in the first half of play. Go back inside, down to 10 seconds. Guthrie Buxton looking outside, goes to James, over to Yelanimi, back to James. She wants to put up the shot, does, it's going to come down short. Hayward kind of fights for it underneath, forces up the shot, however, doesn't get it to go right at the buzzer. So we're going to end this first half of play with the Metlakatla Mischiefs coming away with 16 points, and the Haines Glacier Bears finishing the first half with 13 points.